News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, after 8 days of evidence, the civil legal action against Conor McGregor will enter its final stages when the trial resumes before the High Court later this morning. Our courts correspondent, Frank Greeny, joins us now. Frank, now that all of the evidence has been presented to the jury, what happens next? Are the final stages of a civil action the same as you'd find in a criminal trial?
Yeah, pretty much, Shane, they are. You'll have closing speeches. You'll have the judge's charge, and then, of course, you will have the jury deliberations. Closing speeches due to begin today. Nikita Hand's barrister is likely to go first, followed then by the defence barristers. And I should say that closing speeches are not evidence. The jury will be told that. They are simply a final opportunity for the lawyers to address the jurors before they begin the deliberations. All of the witness testimonies, you say, the medical evidence, the CCTV footage and all of the other exhibits have been presented to the jurors. The barristers will now be able to give their opinions on that evidence, to put their client's case essentially forward based on that evidence, which the jury is then free to accept or reject. It's the very same up the road at the criminal courts of justice. And once they're done, the judge will then address the men and women of the jury. This is called the judge's charge. And aside from summing up all of the evidence that has been heard over the course of the past 8 days of court time, the judge will also direct the jurors in relation to the relevant law and all of the legal principles that they must follow when they eventually begin their deliberations. And once that's done, the jurors will then be sent away to do just that, to consider the evidence. And I suppose that's where the real difference lies between civil and criminal jury trials, because unlike a criminal trial, the jurors in this case won't be asked to consider whether or not the two men are guilty of any criminal wrongdoing. Of course, we know Conor McGregor and James Lawrence are not facing criminal charges. We know the Director of Public Prosecutions decided not to bring criminal charges against either man. Instead, the jurors will be asked to answer a number of questions based on the evidence that they have heard. The exact wording of those questions has not yet been given to the jury, but that will be done in due course.
We know, Frank, that Ms. Hand is suing both men for damages arising out of the alleged event in the Beacon Hotel. Has the jury been told anything in relation to that?
They have. In civil cases in general, if a jury decides that a person has been wronged, then the jurors, must assess and award damages or compensation to that person. And on the opening day of this trial, Nikita Hand's barrister told the jurors that his client was seeking €750,000 for rehousing and €1 million in loss of earnings. Before the alleged rape at the Beacon Hotel in Dublin back in December of 2018, we know that Nikita Hand was working as a part-time hair colourist at a salon in Goatstown in Dublin, where she earned €400 per week before tax plus tips, which she said was approximately €100 or so per week. She said that she would have expected to double that. An occupational therapist was called to give evidence last week. She told the court that Nikita Hand was very happy with her job in the salon and was keen to become an expert in her particular field. Ms. Hand, in her evidence, said that her dream is to open her own salon someday. But the occupational therapist who gave evidence last week said that she doesn't believe that she'll ever be able to return to that line of work because of the events of what's alleged to have happened in that hotel 6 years ago. Nikita Hand, we heard, did make several attempts to return to work, but they never worked out. She also has vouched expenses for things like GP and counselling bills, as well as medication costs. So that's as much as the jury has been told in relation to damages. And clearly, they'd only have to assess those if they find in favour of Ms. Hand.
And do we have any idea when the jurors will begin their deliberations?
We don't. I suppose it really just depends on how long closing speeches and the judge's charge take. They could be out as early as tomorrow or perhaps Thursday. Time will tell. And I should say, Shane, that the most significant differences between a jury trial in the civil courts when compared to the Central Criminal Court is that the standard of proof is lower in the civil courts. This case must be proved on the balance of probabilities, not beyond a reasonable doubt. So in a civil case, when you look at two different versions of a story, you must ask yourself which evidence is more likely to be correct. And all of that will be explained to the jurors when Mr. Justice Alex Owens addresses them for a final time before asking them to consider all of the evidence.
Okay, our courts correspondent Frank Graney, thank you indeed.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.